Well, it's springtime down in Georgia. The dogwoods are in bloom.
Welcome to Sports Saturday with Ed Clements, Scotty Sayers, and Ben Clements here on News Radio KLBJ. They'll bring you up-to-the-minute news on the world of golf, football, and other sports from 5 to 7 p.m. They're taking calls at 512-836-0590 and 1-877-590-KLBJ. And now, the 15th Club.
And it is time to tee it high and let it fly. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Ed Clements, along with Scotty Sayers and our friend Mark Brooks, broadcasting live from Dirty Martin's. This is the 15th Club Golf Show on KLBJ Radio, 590 AM, 99.7 FM from historic Dirty Martin's Place on the drag in the shadow of the University of Texas. This 98-year-old institution supplies great burgers and fries and onion rings and a full bar and all sorts of drinks, and it's your place to watch college basketball this afternoon as they're about to tip off out in Arizona, North Carolina State and Purdue, followed by UConn and Alabama. We've just finished watching golf here at Dirty Martin's Place. Our show proudly brought to you by ABC Bank. With assistance from the Salt Lake Barbecue and Driftwood in Round Rock, the Naughty Deck and Bar at the Austin Renaissance Hotel, Maudie's Tex-Mex, the Muni Conservancy, Zilker Belts, Donald Ross Sportswear, and Adele Golf. We just heard Springtime in Augusta. That was our friend, the late Mac Davis, a song that he wrote many years ago. Scotty, you will be there tomorrow. Mark Brooks, you'll be there tomorrow or Monday. It is a glorious time for golf, as really, I think the golf season, even though they had the Players' Championship, I think the golf season is going to be underway Thursday in Augusta because the LIV players are going to be there. The PGA players will be there. It's going to be a great time at Augusta. Scotty, good afternoon.
How are you, Ed? Did you try to play golf today?
Tried. It was a little. I've played a lot this week. I played Wednesday at Barton Creek. Yesterday, I walked 9 holes with my friend Scott Ferguson at Hancock. Had a great time and attempted to play at the BCC today. It's awfully crowded, so instead, I just hit a lot of balls, and I'm playing in the morning with the boys and a friend. So it's been a good golf week for me. What about you?
I played a little bit. I went out to Driftwood and played one day as a guest, and then at Muni, boy, it's been a crowded week out there with the golf teams and the kids, but the new putting green's growing in nicely, and we'll have our Forever Green tournament in May
Wonderful.
This year. So there's a lot going on out there, but a lot of people enjoying public golf as well as the clubs around town.
Mark Brooks, did you have a busy day of golf instruction? How did your golf week look like, Kim Osabi?
Yeah, it was medium this week.
Medium this week?
Yes, I did have a session this morning. I went back and watched the Augusta National Women's Amateur finish up. Watched them play last maybe hour and a half.
Yeah.
It was really, really exciting finish.
It was a really exciting finish and really great golf. Let's start there with the Augusta Women's Amateur Final. Lottie Wood of England is the winner. Lottie shot final round 69. She birdied 3 of the last 4 holes to overtake Bailey Shoemaker of USC. Bailey Shoemaker shot a sterling 66 today at Augusta National. She finished at -7, but Mark, Lottie Wood birdies 17 and birdies 18. Thank you very much. And poor Bailey Shoemaker thinks she's going to be in a playoff. She's 2 up with about 4 to play, and bing, bang, bang, here came Lottie Wood.
Well, she probably looked like she was going to win.
Yeah.
Lottie three-putted. It's messed around there and bogeyed the 13th, the par 5, the famous hole. And then turned around and blew it over the green. It hit a funky tee shot on 14. It hit a tree, went back. She had like 220 on her second shot, knocked it over the green, pitched it to about 15 feet. Looks like she's about to be done. She drains the par putt from about 15 feet. Has to lay up on 15. It's a beautiful wedge in there. Makes it about a 10-footer, par 16. Actually had a good birdie putt there. And then she played 17, 18, you know, like a champ. She 2 great drives, 2 great wedges, and hold 10 to 12 footers both holes. And it was great to watch.
It was great to watch the Texas girls, Lauren Kim. Lauren Kim tied for 14th. You know Lauren very well, Mark. She tied for 14th. She shot 71 today. And Thera O'Keefe tied for 20th. She shot a 73. So both of the Texas women's golfers made it to the finals, which is really kind of cool.
Very cool. And, you know, we Farrah's Austin's own, Anderson High School. So we're gonna really claim her right now.
Fantastic.
And there were a couple other Austin girls that did well. So it was really, really good week for the women, and I thought the golf course showed perfect again as usual, and the girls really played some good golf.
I thought it was interesting. You saw a lot of the girls wearing Titleist gear or Callaway gear or gear. Lottie Wood wore her Florida State uniform, her shirt and her hat, because if you're a foreign person playing sports in the United States, and we're watching Zach Eady of Purdue, he's from Canada. If you're a foreign college athlete, guess how much NIL money you can get? Nothing. You can't get any money. So Lottie Wood wore her Florida State, which I thought it was cool, her Florida State hat and shirt and her bag, and I thought that was really cool. But, yeah, if you're a foreigner, Scotty, you can't get any NIL money.
Why? I mean, if there's got to be a lawsuit getting ready to be filed over there.
Well, there should, especially by this Edie guy, the best player in college basketball. Yeah, it's just one of the stipulations, which is kind of goofy to me, that you cannot get the NIL money.
You mean the NCAA actually clamped down on something? They actually have some rules?
They did. They clamped down on somebody or somebody.
Wow.
So that was at the Augusta Women's Amateur, which was fun to watch. I agree with you. That was fun golf to watch, yeah.
Hey, Mark, where do the ladies play? Do they play maybe at what the course used to be pre-97, before Tiger?
No, I don't know if they play quite that far back. I mean, they were playing probably 6,300 yards, I'm going to guess. Okay.
18 was 385, because I played it 385, which is still a difficult hole. It adds about 6 or 7 yards as you're going uphill. But
for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, but yeah, it looked, as they say about wines when you go to a fan, it looked very approachable to me today.
Yes, I would think the members' tees on number 18 maybe are 400, 410 or something like they used to be.
Probably somewhere like that. Like for example, 15, the par 5,
yeah,
you know, looked like the girls were going in there with like mid-irons for their second shots.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So they were driving it down there, even with the tree, you know, the trees that jut out a little bit on the left side there. They were all – the good drives were down in that area. But that's what the guys used to hit in there. You know, the good long hitters were hitting 5 and 6 irons in there.
Yeah.
The PGA Tour is down in San Antonio at the Valero Texas Open, and they have completed 2 rounds. Akshay Bhatia of the United States, a 22-year-old, is the leader. Last report I saw, fellas, he was at minus 14, a 3-shot lead over Denny McCarthy, who's at minus 11. Hideki Matsuyama of Japan is at minus 7. Brendan Todd at 7. Russell Henley at minus 7. Rory McIlroy is at minus 4. Jordan Spieth at 3. Parker Coody, a nice round today. He's at minus 3. His brother Pearson is at plus 3. And Bo Hostler is at plus 4. Now, the big story on this deal, if Akshay Bhatia wins tomorrow, he gets that last invitation to Augusta National. So there's going to be pressure tomorrow on this young American. He's won before. He won, I believe, at the Barracuda last year, and he has to win to get into Augusta. So a little pressure there, Mark. Do you think he can hold up?
I do. He's an interesting kid. He grew up in Northridge. I guess that's North L.A. or somewhere in California for sure.
Yeah.
Over there in that country.
Didn't go to college.
He chose to turn pro.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, it looks, you know, guys, people questioned it at first. He struggled a little bit, but he's supposed to. And, I mean, I think he's only like 21 or
22.
22. So
yeah.
He's already been a pro 3 or 4 years. He's put the work in. He's certainly taken his lumps, but, you know, he's already won. I'm looking at it right now. If he, let's just say he birdies, we'll know in about 5 minutes whether he birdies 18 or not. I mean, if he does, he's going to have an 8-shot spread over third.
That's big.
That's,
yeah.
That's a big spread. And I watched quite a bit of it today. I mean, he drove the ball great. He did everything good. He's leading strokes gained tee to green. He's like number one. So there you go.
With all due respect to our friends from San Antonio, I'm not a big fan of that golf course. It reminds me of a resort golf course. And it kind of pains me because that tournament, as you played it at Oak Hills Country Club, and you played at Oak Hills when the Texas Open was there. Seems to me there are.
Well, I played all of them. I played a number of years at Oak Hill. Then we went to La Cantera.
La Cantera.
Over there by the Westin.
Right.
That was truly more of a resort course.
Okay.
So I'm not going to argue with you, but this golf course is tough. You know, I think when you say resort course, people think, you know, it's going to be easy. I mean, 7 under par is in third, and they've had some wind this week.
Yeah.
But it's a very difficult golf course. probably one reason some of the guys actually skip it. We've had a bunch of years single digits wins on a par 72. That's very high scoring.
And this is a Greg Norman, Sergio Garcia design.
It's a live world.
The live design. The live design. Hey, we need to take a break.
Go ahead.
Speaking of the live, we'll go look at the live leaderboard. Also, the Texas men's golf team are in a tournament in Augusta, the Augusta Haskins Award. We'll tell you about that and give you an update on that. And if you'd like to chime in, we got room for you at 512-836-0590. Mark Brooks will be at Augusta this week, as will Scotty Sayers. Questions about Augusta history. We even have a trivia question coming up about Texans winning at Augusta and much, much more. This is the 15th Club live from Dirty Martin's. Come on down and watch college basketball. It's on right now. Purdue leads NC State early on, followed by UConn and Alabama, all on the big screens here at Dirty Martin's Place. We'll be back with more right after this.
Georgia. Georgia. The whole day through.
Maybe. Yes, sir!
Well, that's two Austin legends right there. An up-and-coming star by the name of Willie Nelson. I think he may have a career. And a young broadcaster who will be in Augusta next week with his final 40th time, our friend Vern Lundquist. We had a great time this week, fellas, at the Headliners Club with Vern, previewing the Masters Tournament that begins on Thursday in Augusta, Georgia. I'm Ed Clements along with Scotty Sayers and Mark Brooks. This is the 15th Club live from Dirty Martin's Place. We watch college basketball. Purdue leading NC State right now. We just finished golf. Akshay Bhatia leads at the Valero Texas Open. He's at minus 14. We told you about that tournament. We told you about the Augusta Women's Tournament where Englishwoman Lottie Wood was a winner. Let's go to the LIV Tour down in Miami area this week. Is that a President Trump golf course, Scotty? Are they at the Blue Monster this week?
I think they're at Doral. Yeah, it's been redone so many times. I guess the last time was Hants. Is that right, Mark? Gil Hants, maybe?
That sounds right.
Yeah. Do you play a lot of tournaments at the...
I did play a lot of tournaments at the Blue Monster.
Did you like the golf course?
Not really. That 18th hole was impossible. So, no, I hated that hole.
Well, they played two of the three rounds on the LIV Tour. And Austin resident Sergio Garcia is the leader after two rounds. Sergio is at minus 7. He is in first place. Taylor Gooch, who won all the money last year. Taylor Hooch Gooch. And Matthew Wolf at minus 7. Also, Terrell Hatton at minus 7. Burmester from England.
Burmester
at minus 7.
Master Burmester.
What team is leading in?
I don't have it in front of me, Scott. I don't care either. I'm
Legend
sorry.
Legend 13.
Whatever,
or is that right? Something like that.
Did you say region?
Legion. Oh, it is Legion 13.
Legion 13.
Yeah, that's Terrell Hatton and John Rahm's team.
Well, that's nice.
It makes sense too because that's a Roman-based name.
Okay.
For the Spanish
for
boys.
The Spaniards.
Legion rather than Legend.
It's really good for Sergio. Sergio, 2017 winner of Augusta, getting tuned up. It's a good sign for him.
Yeah, it is a good sign, and I guess you could look on the leaderboard at the Texas Open or at the Valero and see who's playing well going into the Masters. I mean, Rory's playing okay.
Jordan's playing okay.
Adam Scott, who might be a dark horse, have some long odds on Adam Scott. He seems to always play well.
Dark horse.
Well,
yes.
I bet he finishes top 10. I'll bet y'all he finishes top 10.
Really? I'll make that bet
I'll
right
take
now.
That
I'll
too.
Take that bet
okay,
too.
What kind of odds do I get?
You don't get any.
How about 3-1? Three to one that he finishes top 10.
No. He said he's going to do top 10.
Okay. All right. $5. I'm on with you guys. You factualized yourself there.
But, no, that's good for Sergio. Now, University of Texas golf team in Augusta for the Augusta Haskins Award Invitational, and right now they're playing their second round of the day. North Carolina is the leader. Boy, they're red hot today. They're minus 18. The Texas Longhorns are in second place, 11 shots back at minus 7. Augusta State, a really good program. They're at minus 6, and Illinois is at minus 2. Texas had a first round 285 this morning. They're playing the back nine right now. So, Mark, they're in good position. I'm not sure it's going to take a big final round to catch North Carolina, but that's a confidence builder for this Texas team to be in second place.
Yeah, they need to have a good day tomorrow to build some momentum. They don't have maybe one more. I'll double check, but maybe one more event before the Big 12 championships that are at Whispering Pines this year.
Oh, man.
North of Houston, where we could have won the last time we were there. And, then, of course, you got regionals and nationals. So it's definitely time to get the momentum on your side.
Yeah, I'm looking at the schedule. They've got the Western Intercollegiate at Pasa Tiempo.
Cool place there.
Coming up. Oh, I love that
place.
And
that's televised normally, typically.
Yes, yes. And then they've got the Big 12 Championship down at Trinity, Whispering Pines, April 22nd and 23rd and 24th. The regional is going to be here in Austin, and that's good for you golf fans. The NCAA regional will be at the University of Texas Golf Club. That's May 13th, 14th, and 15th, the Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And then they will have the national championship starting May 24th out at California at La Costa.
La Costa and the men's and ladies are back-to-back. The ladies go first. And Texas will be the host team even if they don't qualify.
So how would they qualify?
Well,
so
Bob Riley.
Viewers would know.
Well, I guess they got to finish top five,
four or five in out of regional.
Regional, yeah.
Now, the Texas women's next appearance will be March 28th. No, it's April. Excuse me.
They're in Napa.
They're at the Silverado Showdown April 8th, this weekend. Yeah, they're at Silverado Showdown in Napa. And then they've got the Big 12 Championship April 18th.
Does Johnny Miller still own Silverado, Mark?
I think he's part of that group. I
mean, yeah.
I know he's been a part of it. And they play the North Course, which is the tournament course, mm-hmm. for what's been traditionally the first event back on the PGA Tour after the playoffs.
Okay.
It's now the Fortinet.
The Fortinet.
Max Homa won, I think, a couple of years ago.
Now back on players playing in San Antonio the week before the Masters, what was your thinking when you played your 13 times at Augusta? Did you always play the week before? Did you take the week off to prepare for Augusta?
I think I did both. Neither one was successful. Here's the problem. If you play the week before, you're probably going to be a little bit distracted, trying to prepare for the shots you're going to need at Augusta. And if you play poorly, it's not hard for a person like myself to kind of hit the panic button. The next thing you know, you're running over there working on your golf swing for, at least a couple of days because you got a problem. I'm not hitting it good. The other thing's being at home, and it's like, well, if it's a 1 week off, you're probably not going to get – you guys don't get rusty.
Right.
So I can see both sides of it. As far as the grasses and all that, that's – Houston did it for years. They
right.
tried to overseed and get things as close as they could to try to lure the guys in. It probably worked to a certain degree, playing off the ryegrass. But anyway, I think whatever works, works. And I don't think there's any given formula that's stuck. And those guys that don't play the week before, they don't play the week before a lot of events.
When will they start getting to Augusta? Some or anybody there? Is it tomorrow, Sunday, or Monday? When is it?
Is this Saturday?
This is Saturday.
There's probably some already there.
Some
are probably coming into town tonight, and they'll definitely play practice rounds tomorrow. But it's nice without the spectators out there, but like Scottie Scheffler. I know he usually plays on Sunday, and there'll be a few others.
And as you guys both know, it's very hilly there.
Yes.
More so than, the television will ever get, give you the impression of. So a lot of guys will do a lot of nine-hole deals. They'll do some practicing, short game, hit balls, have their swing coach there just to, confirm what they're doing is right. That's what you hope you're there for. And then they'll play nine holes and go real slow and do a lot of short game shots around each green. You won't see guys – I mean, I probably was guilty. You're there. You're going to play Sunday, 18, then Monday 18, Tuesday 18. You might rest a little bit on Wednesday. You can definitely overplay there.
That's what I understand. If you could just play yourself tired as can be.
You certainly can.
Well, yeah. And Tiger might just play nine holes tomorrow and maybe nine holes Monday. I mean, he's not going to wear himself out with that ankle.
Scotty, I'm going to bet a lot of guys maybe only play starting, let's say, tomorrow, Sunday. A lot of guys might only play one 18-hole straight-through round.
Right.
We got to take a break. This is the 15th Club live from Dirty Martin's. Ed Clements and Mark Brooks and Scotty Sears. When we come back, more on the Masters. It begins on Thursday, and your calls at 512-836-0590. Don't forget, End Zone Club follows this show. News is next on KLBJ.
Hello, friends. Jim Nance of CBS Sports, and I hope you're enjoying the 15th Club with my pals, Ed Clements and Scotty Sayers. They are the best, and they bring you Austin's only golf show. The 15th Club. It's all yours.
Thursday, not doing the NCAA finals for the first time in many, many years. He will be there at Augusta National from Thursday through Sunday.
Have you noticed how many commercials he's in lately?
He's in a lot of commercials.
He is. He's
ching, ching, show me the money. Show me the money.
Did you say there's a lot of commercials on the golf broadcast?
Yes, there are.
Well, that and basketball.
And, by the way, Mr. Batia.
Akshay
birdie. Akshay birdie the last hole.
He's got a four-shot lead over Denny McCarthy, the legendary Denny McCarthy. Four-shot lead going into the final round of the Valero Texas Open. And he's got a seven-shot lead over Brendan Todd. An eight-shot lead over Hideki and Russell Henley. Man, he's in really, really, really good position.
He might ought to get a Verbo lined up.
Yeah, he might. Yeah. Find some place to stay in Augusta.
I've got a hotel room for
you.
You
sure do.
I've got eight nights at the Marriott. If anybody needs it, please call the show.
Ben Clements joins us right now. Ben, you just had a brush with greatness when you walked in the dirties here. Who'd you see?
Yeah, good. Texas tight end, great. Tavion Sanders walked in, one of the many notable faces you'll see at Dirty Martin's place. We saw Jordan Whittington last night at the Deep Eddy Cabaret, our second home away from home. It's good to see the Longhorns supporting our good local businesses.
It really does. Right now, also in basketball, Purdue leads NC State 26-16 in Game 1 of the NCAA semis. Game 2 is going to be UConn versus Alabama. Our show proudly brought to you by ABC Bank. We're talking Augusta National. It begins on Thursday. The defending champion is John Rahm of España. And he will be hosting the champions dinner. Or Ben Crenshaw will be hosting the champions dinner. He'll be buying the champions dinner on Tuesday night. Mark Brooks, let me ask you. I know we've talked about this before. Right now, who is your pick to win this week at Augusta National as we talk the Saturday before the Thursday first round? Do you have a pick? I've got a pick.
Well, who's your pick?
My pick. See, let me tell you about my pick. It's just a gut. It's a gut feel.
Scotty Scheffler.
No, it's Brooks Koepka. But I didn't even see his name today. And Liv Sergio, by the way, is leading the Liv tournament. I don't even know where Brooks is, but I just like the way Brooks Koepka plays.
Plus 2,000 of the okay. local sporting books.
Okay, I like Brooks Koepka to win this week because he's never won before there. He's come close, and he is a guy that loves to play in the majors.
I'm going to stay with my pick from last week, John Rahm.
John Rahm, a repeater.
To repeat. I'm going to go with the repeater.
I'm not betting against Scotty Scheffler. All the way.
I didn't say I was putting money on it.
No, no. But then we'll pick our dark horses too. Ben, what do you think?
I like Cam Smith and I like Joaquin Neiman.
See? Wow, you're going Mr. Liv there.
Two Liv guys. Joaquin Neiman, a guy that shot 59 in tournament play. Yeah, it was Liv, but in a tournament this season. And Cam Smith, major winner at the British Open, who's you never can count him out. And I think he's gone sort of what under the radar.
Do you have any concern Augusta. That he shot 75 yesterday and WD'd today?
None whatsoever.
Cam Smith, do you know that he WD'd today?
No, I did not. But does not rattle my cage at all. Sticking with it. Did he really?
I thought I'd throw. He did, actually.
Well, that was Liv. That was a shotgun start. He'll have an official PGA Augusta Masters start at one, wear pants.
Yeah, they'll have to wear pants
long
this week.
Long pants
and no music. And
also, I'll throw this out there, Wyndham Clark, too. Wyndham Clark. I know he has never played Augusta. He never played the Masters tournament play, but he strikes me as a guy, fellas, that he doesn't care. That's not gonna rattle his chain. He goes out there all business, and I think he can make a big impact first year.
Can you check the odds, Ben, since you're our mm-hmm. local bookie? Mm-hmm. Can you check the odds on A Berg.
Okay.
Lucas.
Ludwig. And on Joaquin Neiman.
A Berg is 2,400.
24-1.
What does that mean?
So that's a bet $100. You win $2,400.
24-1.
Wow. Yeah,
the other
I like that.
Guys?
Neiman.
Joaquin Neiman. Okay. He is.
Chile. From Chile.
Chile. Looks like he's way down the list here.
Joaquin? Nah.
Yeah.
He's top 15.
He is at plus 2,200 right now.
Okay, okay. Yeah. That's, okay. How about Adam Scott? We were talking about Adam Scott as
Adam,
a long shot
Scott,
earlier.
Scotty's already made
sorry,
it.
I'm sorry.
He's a handsome dark horse.
He's a handsome
he's
dark horse.
He's won there.
Dark horse.
Do you not? Is he not out of his prime?
He's a past champion. Heck, yeah. He's in the top 15 at San Antonio,
I mean,
right?
Phil finished second last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm not betting on it, no.
Okay, well, no wonder. Adam Scott is plus 8,500.
Man,
no he, respect.
And he, is no, he is playing good this week, by the way.
Yeah, he is playing good
he's
this week.
He's at 300. Yeah, he's
doing good. It's a tough golf course.
Can I mention this? I was watching a video this week and how they're talking about lefties for the first 50-some-odd years didn't win a Masters and how they've, I think, six of the past 20 have won, six lefties, and how Augusta is really, in today's game, it's helpful for lefties because they can hit the fades. And back in the day with the persimmon clubs, you don't want to hit the draws as a righty. And with the clubs nowadays, all the guys are hitting fades and how really Augusta is a lefty favorable course.
Yeah, you want to talk about who those lefties are when that have won the six? Anybody?
Phil Mickelson has won one.
Bubba Watson.
Three.
Phil won three, right?
Phil,
Bubba Watson
Bubba,
won two.
Yeah.
Mike Weir and a wet year.
Yeah.
A wet year Weir.
Was yes. Mike Weir the first? I think he was the first lefty to win Augusta in 2002, correct?
He's Canadian.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was
before Phil.
Yeah.
Right?
So that's three. Yeah.
And there are a lot of lefties in the field this year.
Yeah.
Especially if we...
If Batia wins,
another lefty. Who's got a great swing.
You know how they make taffy?
What?
Stretch. I think this is a stretch. You're stretching. There's still a stretching going on.
I saw a video, and I think it makes sense, though. Think about Augusta, how many dog leg lefts there are.
That sounds like some kind of AI, artificial intelligence.
You've played the dang thing.
I have,
competitively.
Not as a lefty.
think about 10, how much of a pretty...
Yeah.
That's a bit...
Catch away.
And how nowadays all the players, they're hitting their three woods because they can't have that rope hook. For a lefty, though, they can pull out their driver and hit their trusty fade.
Yeah,
there's. I get what you're saying. I will say this, however, they hit it. They don't curve the ball a lot, and they hit it. The lengthening of the golf course, they've added probably close to 500 yards.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you don't have to curve it as much anymore. Like, 14 is a good example going up the hill. I mean, I don't know the percentage, but there were a lot more balls like out in the right pine straw, out in the trees, and that was guys trying to turn drivers around. Now they actually, a lot of them will hit driver or three wood. They don't have to bend, you know, they have to try to curve the ball as much. So the length of the golf course made having to curve the ball less important.
Yeah.
You know, the fifth hole, use five. It's now over 500 yards.
That's a tough hole.
None of them basically can carry the bunkers on the left. They're so far out there. So actually the fade fits there. I mean, believe it or not, it's crazy. I don't know. I get your point. I was just trying to give you a little
grief. So Brian Harmon plus 6,000. Might be
Brian Harmon.
So
lefty.
Would the bet be you're going to take the lefties? I'll take the righties. I like that. I'll take the righties.
I like Brian Harmon. That'd be an interesting Georgia guy.
He's a Georgia guy.
He hopes for no rain. However,
yeah. I learned something this week. Yeah. I read an article about. I never knew this about George Archer, who was the tallest ever Augusta winner. I didn't realize that George Archer was illiterate. The man did not know how to read or write. It was the darndest story I've ever seen.
Yes.
It's very sad, but the guy he overcame his disabilities, and he was a great champion, not only Augusta but others, but could not read, could not write.
He could sign his name, though. There's autographs out there, you know, on those old Masters flags since he won what year it was in?
67, maybe, something like that.
So how many times was he DW'd for or WD'd for signing the wrong scorecard or getting the wrong number down?
I don't know. I think he could do numbers.
He could do numbers. So I don't think he could.
Yeah, I did read that.
Yeah, I wonder.
And I don't remember the disability you called it, you know, his challenge.
Yeah.
So he was definitely learning challenged.
Now, Scott,
he could putt, though.
He could putt, though. Scottie Scheffler, number one ranked player in the world, not playing this week. Last time we saw him, he missed a makeable birdie putt in Houston. But it's hard to pick against Scottie Scheffler. I think you got a good pick there, Scottie Sayers.
Well, he in 22, he really lapped the field. I mean, he four-putted the last hole, you know, and still won by three shots. But Scotty's he's on fire. He's really playing well. If he gets off to a good start and stays confident with the putter, doesn't, you know, his putting stats are pretty good, though, this year, right, Mark?
Not bad. No. Yeah. I mean, it definitely got in his head. There's no question. I mean, he was changing putters, seeking new putting, you know, changed. Went to see a putting guru, you know, the coach, which I think is great. He didn't hide from it. Like I said, I think I said it last week repeatedly. Just don't read any quit reading the press. I mean, yeah. You know, go do it.
Let me ask around the table. The guy that needs this to complete his personal Grand Slam is Rory McIlroy, who will begin play tomorrow in San Antonio, 11 shots out of the lead of Akshay Bhatia. Is this Rory's year to win Augusta National? Is it his year? Could it be his year?
He's playing okay. He's had some really good rounds. He's had trouble putting four good rounds together, but played well at the Players, and he's had some good tournaments this year. If he can.
Sentimentally, I would like to see him win. Mark, I don't know if you have a friendship with his. I know you know Rory from the PGA Championship dinners and things like that. He would be a popular winner. It would be nice for golf.
And good for Rory. I mean, he's let the monkey. There you go again. He's been in the news so much, you know, regarding all this controversy around the LIV and the proposed mergers. I mean, he famously took himself off the policy board so he could concentrate on golf again. We know he flew out to see Butch Harmon last week. You know, did a quick trip out there. I think he's taking golf serious again, for sure. I mean, not that he did, you know, wasn't a big part of his life, but I think he's prioritizing golf right now. It would not be a surprise at all if he's right there with nine holes to play.
You said the monkey off his back. I think if Rory were to win the Masters, he would have the monkey off his back, and we could see a domino effect of him getting a few more majors in a few years.
I agree.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask you. Can we go right quick around the table?
Sure.
Is Tiger going to make the cut?
That was for the next segment. Thank you very much.
No, we're going to talk about the Texans that have won the Masters in the next segment.
And let's
tease
that.
Yes, he will make the cut.
He will make the cut?
He'll make the cut, yeah.
I don't think so, Ben. I'm sorry. I like Tiger. Love to watch him play. I don't think he's going to make the cut. I just think he's not been playing very much. He knows the golf course backwards and forwards, but I don't know if he is in golf in shape. Mark, do you think Tiger will make the cut?
Tough one. I'm probably on your side there. I hope it isn't the story on Friday. Okay, you know what I mean? I hope he's either five ahead or five behind it so we can concentrate on something else other than Tiger trying to, you know, figure out how to make the cut.
Yeah.
I think he makes it, but not really. He's not going to be really in contention.
I would hate to see him have to WD. You know, he came back maybe a little too quickly last year, but
made the cut. But WD.
It's just insane. I mean, he's the GOAT, man. He's most generations, you know, if you're over whatever, if you're under 50, he's the greatest player they've ever seen play. And I think to have him making the cut or not as some type of, you know, bar is ridiculous. So that's all I can say about that.
We're going to make talk about more about the Masters when we come back. I'm Ed Clements, along with Scotty Sayers, Mark Brooks, and Ben Clements. We're at Dirty Martin's Place, where you can enjoy great NCAA basketball tonight and a lot of great drinks, cold beer, a full bar, and great, great food here at Dirty Martin's Place. And we'll return with more of the 15th Club on KOBJ Radio, 590 AM, 99.7 FM, right after this.
There is magic in this place. I had a 15th Club in the bag this week, and that was Harvey. As the great Greg Norman said that day, maybe it was written in the wind. Maybe.
That's our friend Ben Crenshaw, who is celebrating the 40th anniversary of his first Masters win in 1984. Boy, that seems like just yesterday, doesn't it?
It does. He was wearing that Onion Creek shirt, wasn't he?
I've got that shirt.
You've got that
shirt? I've got the shirt that he wore on Sunday.
Right.
He gave it to Brent Buckman after the tournament, and Brent let me frame it up. It's at my office.
Wow.
As is the 95 shirt.
Oh.
So.
What's that address?
Yes. Yeah, I'm sorry. Golly. They may be gone tonight if anybody's listening. This is the 15th Club. Oh. We're at Dirty Martin's, and there's all kinds of people here watching basketball. The golf is over for the day. But the 15th Club is brought to you by ABC Bank, Salt Lake Barbecue in Driftwood and Round Rock, the Naughty Deck and Bar at the Austin Renaissance, Marty's Tex-Mex, the Muni Conservancy, Zilker Belts, Donald Ross Sportswear, and Edel Golf.
And Scott is having an eclipse party, by the way, at Salt Lake.
That's right. Yeah. Dale Watson
playing on Monday from 10 to 4. So hopefully, you know, I keep hearing weather reports it's going to be cloudy, but maybe the skies will clear for the eclipse on Monday afternoon. You guys are going to miss it. You and Mark are going to miss it. You have to go to Augusta.
Yeah.
You miss that.
I don't think that's in the line of – I mean, we may get a minute of darkness or something. I don't know how that's going to work over there.
Well, it'll be partial.
Partial, okay.
But not a fully one. So
fuzzy.
And I hope it's not too cloudy here.
Yeah.
It'll be fuzzy. Well, I'm going to go to Ben Clements here with a little trivia question. Ben, how many –
And Mark, too, I think. Let's challenge Mark.
Okay, all right. How many Texans have won the Masters?
All right, so we got Ben Hogan, Jordan Spieth, Scott.
Yeah, just give me a number.
Give me a number. Number
really, like, I need to think this out. It's like when I was in math class, I had to write out the
okay, go ahead. Okay.
Go, you can go
okay,
down.
Okay, we'll go. We'll say check. Okay, you go down
Hogan,
the list.
Hogan, Crenshaw, Scotty,
check,
Jordan.
Check.
Other guy from Fort Worth. I forgot his name. You know, so that's five.
Mark Brooks.
And then, Lee Trevino.
No.
Never won. He never won. I was just saying a Texan.
Six.
No, five.
No.
I'm just guessing. Six.
No.
Ten.
What?
10 different Masters winners from Texas.
James, born and raised?
Born. Well,
yeah.
Wait, do you count Patrick Reed?
No, Patrick Reed.
He's snakes.
Look, I'm looking at Masters.com.
He's from outside of Dallas, right? Or
no,
Houston?
San Antonio or Houston.
San Antonio. So 10 Texans have won, different Texans. We got Nelson.
Byron Nelson, that's what I was thinking.
Gouldall.
Ralph Gouldall.
Demerit.
Jimmy Demerit.
Won three, by the way. Ben Hogan, Jack Burke, Charlie Coody, Ben Crenshaw, Jordan Spieth, Patrick Reed, Scotty Scheffler.
I'll be dang.
And they have won a total of 15. Demerit won three, Ben won two, and Hogan won two.
And as the tradition goes, the champion's dinner, it's hosted by Texans, and that's a legacy that I think your buddy Ben Crenshaw will keep going with Jordan Spieth or Scotty Scheffler.
Yeah, I mean, Ben Hogan kind of created the idea and sort of hosted the first one, and then Byron Nelson took over until he asked Ben to take over.
Yeah, Mr. Hogan hosted it until he realized he had to pay for the dinner. let's have a new host.
That's got to be one of the most kind of well-kept secrets, that it's a Texan kind of hosted event.
Well, I think it's out now because a lot of people talk to, you know, Hogan started it, and then it went to Byron Nelson, mm-hmm. and Byron Nelson called Ben and said, I'm not going this year. So I think it's well known that Texan will be the unofficial host of it. Yeah.
So Ben Crenshaw, our friend, 72 years old, who will he tap when he goes out? Will it be Spieth or Scheffler?
Or Patrick Reed? You just listed as
I don't think so.
I think it'd be Jordan because Jordan's older than Scotty, you know.
Yeah. But what if Scotty goes and wins multiple, and
five
Jordan's got one.
Now, Mark, you go to the PGA Champions Dinner every year.
Not every year, but when I'm working that week, you, I guess.
Yeah, when you're bored.
I work that week.
Mom. Yeah.
But that's kind of fun, though, isn't it?
It's fun now because it got too corporate. I mean, it became a room of 200 people. So the guys, we finally, you know, they asked our opinion. We said if it gets a little more intimate, back to the intimate setting that it's supposed to be, we'll all really show up, because guys quit showing up.
Really?
I mean, all of a sudden there were only like eight or nine guys would show up. And I'm not saying they were selling tickets, but it became a banquet.
Yeah.
Not a past champions dinner, and now it's gone back to that.
So it looked real intimate. I saw pictures.
I think
pictures
it was around COVID. You know, everybody's like, because there was no dinner.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, when they resurrected it, it became more of a, like, again, like it's supposed to be, and more guys actually show up.
Yeah. Are you going to Valhalla?
He's working.
I'm going to work and go to the dinner.
Good.
Yeah, I'll work that
you
week.
You should.
That's where he won.
I know.
He won at Valhalla. That's great. You're going next week, and it's kind of cool because your name will be on the program.
Well, you say that. I have no idea.
Yes, it will be. Yes, they have in the program every day, they have the list of the honorees, guests, honored guests.
In attendance.
The non-participating invitees, I believe, is what they call them.
And Mark will be on the – that's kind of cool, I think, really cool. What's the thing you're looking forward to go when you go to Augusta this week? What are you looking forward to the most?
The most? Actually, I'm going to get to go down and hang out with Vern on 16 on Monday afternoon.
Wow.
You know, for a little while.
Yeah. Fun.
I'll go check his roost.
Good.
And see where he's going to work from. Just – you know, being there. I mean, I'll see a ton of people. I haven't been back since I played.
Really?
Yeah, I thought back. So
how many years is that?
Yeah.
20, I don't know. 2004?
Why have you not done that?
why have I not done that? I've just never had the corporate thing or any, you know, deal like that. That's why most guys, a lot of guys go back, you know, because they host dinners. They do some hosting duties.
Sure.
And I've never done that. So it's going to be fun to go back.
Scotty, what are you looking for most of all this? This is going to be your 38th Masters?
It is. Been since 85, except for the two COVID years. Just being there, I mean, it's a nice time to reconnect with people in the golf business that you don't get to see all year long, and talk about what's happening in golf, the business of golf, and just friends, just friendships.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, guys, can I just veer? Right now, Liv, they claim the reigning Masters champion. Is this desperation mode for the PGA to have one of their own win the Masters this year?
I think it's desperation. I think the PGA Tour would love to have one of their own, and I think they don't want to – I say that, I don't know if they do, but it's a LIV guy could win this week. But I think it would be great for the PGA Tour if a PGA guy won this week.
I don't think it matters that much anymore. I mean,
really?
I mean, Rahm wasn't even LIV when he won last year.
But they can claim him. It's like Texas A&M claiming a championship before the world war. They can claim him. That's their guy.
Well, they did have a championship in 1939.
I know, but it was, you know, before.
Before the war, what?
For the war.
Okay.
Well, statistically, y'all correct me, but I want to say Brooks Koepka is the only one that has won a major after he left.
Correct. Cam Smith, he joined right after his win in St. Andrews. John Rahm, obviously, after. Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think it matters.
You don't think?
I think, you know, does it matter? Are there people that actually think about that and have that thought? Absolutely. You know, us against them. There's no question that mentality exists. I don't think so much from the player standpoint, not as much. Not from the majority of the players.
Yeah. We're going to break for the news. Mark and Scotty, stay around if you'd like to. We're going to try to get Jatavion Sanders on, the former tight end for the Longhorns, who's having a burger and fries and talking to all the pretty girls here at Dirty Martin's. We are here at Dirty Martin's Place, the iconic burger joint, on the drag watching basketball. It is a slight lead by Purdue over NC State at halftime in game one, game two. Starting in just a little bit. We'll be back after the news on KLBJ. Well, I've won.